This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen all around the world. Well, it is Tuesday, the 24th of May. And Track World wishes you the very best. We do appreciate those persons who are watching and listening on numerous platforms. Well, I will tell you this. We have already Winston Hart, who is watching. We had some 350-something persons who are watching. We can't see them. And I'm sure that I missed somebody who is watching or listening. Well, this will be the most wonderful and entertaining show because our first guests are Paul and Tanya Hanna. You will be shocked and amazed concerning their talent. As I say, you will be shocked and amazed. Now, Charlene Thompson has come on. Charlene promised she would come on. She is in New Jersey. And she is from Harbor Island. That's what I'm talking about. So you see, people can see and hear you all over the world. So speak with some voice. That's what I'm talking about. So what we'll do is take a little break. And then upon our return, we will continue the show. Thank you ever so much. No, I let him. Yeah. Well, we said that we would take a short break and come back and talk. Thank you.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
It's back! One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd Annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah.
The biggest economic boost for Long Island is back with more than 40 sloops competing in the A, B, C, and D classes, along with the Long Island Youth Regatta and the Man in the Boat Sculling Races. Don't miss this major cultural experience June 1st to 4th, the 53rd Annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond. All of the fastest sloops will be there. Artisans displaying their handmade crafts, jewelry, and scrollwork. Great food, including the world-famous native mutton dishes, and endless memories all await you at the 53rd Annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond.
Long Island breeze, your sheep are bleating.
Guardian Media will be broadcasting live at the 53rd Annual Long Island Regatta with live updates of the sailing results and activities every day. It's the 53rd Annual Long Island Regatta in beautiful Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah!
Regatta Update, sponsored by the Salt Fiber Rebar. No steal, no big deal.
is our Albina's agency, distributors of Hunt's Ketchup and Lickety Split, a cool spot for hot shots.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Watch out!
Mobile devices are killing pedestrians, as there have been nearly 6,000 deaths and over 11,000 injuries as a result of texting and walking. Don't make your next text your last breath.
Brought to you by UB Radio in conjunction with Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, a very great evening once again. Well, as we were talking, we were saying that this would be a most wonderful and entertaining show. Our first guests are Paul and Tanya Hanna, and you will be shocked and amazed concerning their talent. Well, we do have some people already watching the show and listening to the show.
Oh.
They are Corey Maycock, Edric Poitier, and I said that Winston Hart, and over 350-something people are listening and watching.
Oh, wow.
But fortunately, that we don't see all of them.
Yeah.
People tell me that I was listening to the show, but I didn't see her. And it's this is technology, my brother. So, tell us why you're here. I know you are so excited.
Oh, yes, we are excited. In fact, we're here because Paul
and Hannah and friends, they are having the benefit concert Saturday, 28 May. That's this Saturday, everyone. Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's this Saturday.
There's only one 28th.
Yes, that's
left in this run.
Oh, it's,
there's no more 28th coming. And
you can't even miss it. I mean,
don't do the numbers now. Don't fool with that. That's a door for another discussion.
All right. So this Saturday, 6 p.m. at Great Cliff in the courtyard. Do join us. We have Pamela Woods, she's going to be performing. Troika Hannah.
Your sister.
Yes, my sister.
From St. John's University. St. John's and St. Ben's University. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Adrian Diagla, that's Jazz Cats.
Yes.
And then Riche Sands, Ralph Munnings, Chris Justillian, Yours truly, Paul Hannon. Tanya. Oh, yes. And oh, and Dylan and Bailey. Yeah. And then we have Osano. And I just saw him
a couple days
and
ago.
And we have Carrington.
Yes.
Yeah, Carrington McKinsey.
Yes.
And we have Aaron Brown and Osano hosting. And then there's a guest host by
Nobody
Gandhi.
Needs. Nobody. Nobody needs to know.
All right. So this is beautiful. And people say, well, what's the benefit all about? Well, Paul is undergoing cancer treatment, fourth stage prostate cancer. So, yeah.
But he is still here, and he could be here the next 100 years.
Exactly, but we still need that treatment, right?
Yes, okay, yes.
Good. All right. So tickets are $50 if you decide that you're only going to be at the concert. But if you want to dine, then tickets are $90, all right? Then, of course, we have the cash bar where you can have champagne and all those beautiful wines that you like to enjoy. So the beverages are there at the cash bar. So come with us and have some fun.
Well, let me ask you, what capacity do you have?
Oh,
it may be overflowed.
Don't worry. Grey Cliff is very large.
Okay. Good enough.
Yeah, and also don't forget, you have adequate parking. Grey Cliff has its own parking that's in front of the NHEB building. And also we have St. Francis Church. So, yeah, we got
lots of
parking and valet. Yes.
So, tell me, when was the last time anybody with this young man did some music? Played
that
some
was,
music.
That was the last concert was in 2019.
Yes.
I mean, so that the general public can physically attend.
Yes,
we've had some live, wonderful, online concerts.
Yes.
But that's not the same thing.
Different thing altogether.
Yeah. So.
But it still makes you feel good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Jazz and what y'all play.
You're still
going
to get the effect. But
yes.
When you're in person, wow, and up close, oh,
yes,
that's different.
Yes,
that's
yes.
A
I hear
really
you.
Beautiful experience.
I hear you. Mm. I hear you. So tell me now.
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us? You're going to be sad. You're going to play about four tunes.
Yeah.
That's Munning's good friend.
Hey.
Yes. He came down here and played for him, Joe Sample. Yes.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
So just 1 minute, let's talk about you and Bonnie.
Oh,
Don't take forever. Oh, just let them know you know people from all over the world. And this is my good friend from
Jerome
Bonney from St. John's University in Minnesota.
Oh, that's the connection.
Yes.
You know, I got connected to Jerome through Butler.
I know who you're talking about. He's passed.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
And he took me to Detroit.
Yes.
Where Bonney was staying.
Oh, yeah.
And Eugene hooked me up to play at the Edison building. It was awesome.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, Bonney was always there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's a good brother.
And you know Bonney's brother played in the Bahamas. Yes.
And who was responsible for him coming here? Me. And he never played with me.
Oh, okay.
He played with Ray Munnings. He played with everybody else.
Everybody.
Except Paul Hannon. I'm
see.
Responsible for him coming here.
I see. I hear that. I hear that, my brother.
I was trying to get away from the piano and stand it.
Yes, yes. So what we need to do is play another two or three songs for me. You know some of my...
Oh!
That I love.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear the piano?
Yes,
sing
this
here. Well, I know your song,
Oh, yes. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In search of little boy found.
In search of little boy found.
Oh, yeah.
You go wandering, stumbling, tumbling, find her. What's on the tip of your mind? Yeah. Why are you blind? To all you never were. Really are, nearly are. Little boy falls. In search of little boy true. Will you be ever done traveling? Always unraveling you, Mister. You running away. Could lead you further astray.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Come home.
And as for fishing in streams, for pieces of dreams.
That's the name of the song.
That's the name.
Yes.
Those pieces will never fit. What is the sense of it, little boy blue. Don't
let your little sheep roam. It's time, come, blow your horn, meet the morn. Look and see, can you be far?
Thank you. One more one.
And one more.
But guess who you played yesterday morning?
What?
Right. Tuck and Patty, done by the fella.
Sergio Mendez.
Sergio Mendez. Yeah.
Yes.
So could you do that?
Tanya, you can do that.
Yeah,
Mr. Boy, you're really doing it to me now.
Remember.
Here we go.
Remember, whenever you play for us, you play like a lover.
Try my best.
Like a lover, the morning sun slowly rises and kisses you away. Your smile is soft and drowsy as you let it play upon your face. Oh, our dream. I might be like the morning sun to you.
I might be like the morning sun to you.
Like a lover, the river wind. Sighs and ripples its fingers through your head. Upon your cheeks it lingers, never having known a sweeter place. Oh, how I dream. I might be like the morning wind to you.
I might be like the river wind to you.
How I envy a cup that knows your lips.
Let it be me, my love.
And the table that feels your fingertips. Let it be me, let me be your love.
Bring an end to this endless days and nights
without without you.
The velvet moon shares
your pillow and watches while you sleep.
Its light arrives on tiptoe,
taking you in its embrace.
Oh, how I dream.
I would be like the velvet moon to you.
I might be like the velvet moon to you.
I might be like the velvet moon to you.
Velvet moon.
Yes. Thank you ever so much. We're going to take our break, and then these athletes are going to start talking.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much.
Oh, thank you.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, we jazz people, music people, we don't fool around.
Hey.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bohemian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
It's back. One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th. Yeah. The biggest economic boost for Long Island is back with more than 40 sloops competing in the A, B, C, and D classes, along with the Long Island Youth Regatta and the Man in the Boat Sculling Races. Don't miss this major cultural experience June 1st to 4th, the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond. All of the fastest sloops will be there. Artisans displaying their handmade crafts, jewelry, and scrollwork. Great food, including the world-famous native mutton dishes, and endless memories all await you at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond.
Long Island breeze, your sheep are bleating.
Guardian Media will be broadcasting live at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta with live updates of the sailing results and activities every day. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in beautiful Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah! Regatta update, sponsored by the Salt Fiber Rebar. No steal, no big deal. The Dalbina's Agency, distributors of Hunt's Ketchup and Lickety Split, a cool spot for hot shots.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil, Awa Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bohemian International Track and Field Competition, by Vaughn L. Culmer, insurance agents and brokers. And I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 42 years. I was a little baby, by the way. And my daughter, Alexis Hanna, is my business partner. And we have a love affair with our clientele. And we are the A-Team. By the way, I tell you, people are watching. And this young man, Sherwin Stewart, says that this music that they did is a nice addition to Track World show. And Sherwin, we don't do it all the time. We do it on special occasions. And that is what we're talking about. Well, I will now go to our athletes, where are we now? Give me 1 second, please. All of you went to the Carifta Games, I am sure. Speak up, please.
Yes, sir.
And let us hear you. Let us hear you.
Yes, sir.
So, you have been to the Carifta Games, and I showed you this particular thing, talking about, how do I put it? Talking about the success you've had at these last Carifta Games. Tell us a little bit about the success that you've had at the last Carifta Games. Well, look at, don't be shy. Shyness can't take you anywhere, so let us hear you, please.
My name is Jonathan Rogers.
Oh, yes.
My success at the last Carifta Games, I came third, got a bronze medal in 170 Morris triple jump. I got a lot out of it because I never really went to a competition or been in a competition where it was a lot of people who was better than me and had talent. So this was a good experience for people to push me to do better.
Well, let me just say something. I went to St. Augustine's and we triple jumped. Okay?
That's all.
And I did some significant things. But all of my three other brothers did the triple jump. And that is my event. That is my event. I really love the triple jump.
Yes, sir.
So continue, please.
Yeah, it was a good experience being out the country. So I had a lot of fun with my teammates and got to cheer them on as they win their medals. So it's a good experience overall.
Okay.
That's all.
Next person, please. You're here to talk.
Well,
not to look good. Looking good is good, but you're here to talk.
There wasn't much success on my end. Mm-hmm. I came seventh in 100 meters, and I fell in the 200 meters, and we came fourth in the 4x4.
Okay.
Yeah,
so carry on, and I'll just make some comments.
Along with what Paige said, I didn't know about as much success, but it was still a good experience. It was still a good experience. Even though I strained my hamstring, it was a grade one strain. But we still came back with a silver medal in the 4x1.
In the 4x1.
And I came fourth in my 200 meters.
Oh, powerful. You know, I was watching it. And you, young man?
Well, my name is Antoine Andrews. Came
from South Andrews?
No.
No? Okay, I know Andrews from South Andrews.
Came third in the 110 meter hurdles. Came fifth in the 400 meters, and he came fourth in the 400 meter, 4x4.
So what performance did you did in the hurdles?
Well, going into the finals after the heats, I was second. The second fastest going in the finals. And in the finals, after my fourth hurdle, I stumbled and I lost a lot of momentum going into the rest of the hurdles, but still I'm regaining my momentum and I came in third.
So let me tell you, I did mathematics and physics in school. So what is third?
Pardon me?
What is third?
Bronze.
No, what performance did you do, young man? I don't know if you know what track and field is about. It ain't about third. It is about performances. What was your performance in the 400 hurdles?
In 110
hurdles? More than 110 hurdles, yes.
I don't know.
You can't remember your performance?
Well, I'm blessed and grateful for my performance because it was injured.
Tell me what the performance was. Not being blessed, what did you, at the clock, what was on the clock?
13.9, 39.0 in the finals, and I ran 14.16 in the heats.
But the finals is what we're talking about. Isn't that good?
Yeah, 13.9.
So
yeah.
But you have to let people know. How would people know? Unless you open your mouth? They ain't gonna find it in the book. People want to be looking at you, listening to you. Because when you are running, Ain't nobody listening to you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Only when somebody interview them. But what I am saying right now, let us know what is happening. So I jump from there, understanding what is done. Karifta is going to be next year, April. Next year, April. So between now and then, you have a lot of things to do. I showed you the results that we've had all over the years. And people say, well, we were third, we were this and that, the next thing. It's a question. You don't go out there to be third, you know. You go out there to win. And for Karifta next year, everybody is expecting the Bahamas to win. Get that in your head, the Bahamas to win. The very first time we had a Karifta Games, we won 27 medals. And how could people be happy? And they, how do I put it? There were many events that you didn't have for an under 17. Throws and everything else. So all I am saying is that going forward, you need to be ready for next year. Because if you're ready for next year, the people are going to walk out of the stadium. The people will walk out of the stadium. So, Barbara is always on. Barbara Richardson. Thank you, Barbara. And as I say, Corey Mayhawk is listening, and you all ought know who Corey Mayhawk is. You all know who Corey Mayhawk is?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You all don't know that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know.
You know?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Open your mouth and say who he is and what he's done.
He is one of the best throwers coach out there.
Of course. Yes, and what has he done with somebody, Red Line and the Penn Relays, and where this young man is headed to?
Well, he coaches Keyshawn Strong,
mm-hmm.
and Keyshawn is currently number one in the world as a junior.
Under 20, yes, yes. Okay. So you understand. So what do you plan to do?
Me? I plan to... I plan to better my performance next year at Karifta Games and to break the record.
Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because
yes,
a better performance is good.
Yes, sir.
But breaking a record, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What was the time? What was the this, that, and the next? And what was the throw and all of that? So that's what it's all about. Now, I have to apologize for Philippa Arnett. She should have been here because she knows things about all y'all. If y'all were out at the stadium, you would have heard her shouting and, saying who did this, that, and the next thing. And that is important, but unfortunately, she could not have been here this evening. So, talking about next year, who are your coaches?
My coach is Everett Fraser for Fast Forward Athletics.
Oh, yeah. He's from QC,
but
his father is from the Valley.
Yes, sir.
Ernest Frazier, and he was one of the best sprinters that we've ever had. So it has to come, from there. So your coach?
My sprint coach is Andrew Tynes, and
okay.
My jump coach is Jason Woodside.
Okay.
That's all.
Jason Woodside.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good enough. I do hear you. Oh, my brother is now watching. He says, hey, Hawk. Yeah. Thank you very much, Spence. As I said, Philip Arnett had a challenge and could not come. You would have heard Paul and Tanya Hanna. Oh, man, unbelievable. And I am talking to these young ladies and young men concerning what is where they see Karifta next year, and that is going to be in April. So, so you talk about your coaches. So, one of the things that we talked about was that you had probably a day or half day with people who would deal with you with psychology and all of that. How was it? You understand what I'm talking about? So how was it? Tell us how was the people around the world, not just the Bahamas, want to hear.
After 8?
No, before? Before we leave.
Yeah, before you left.
We made
that
meeting.
It was because some of us was kind of nervous and had performance anxiety, and they just helped us to overcome and stay just positive, keep a positive mind
different
about
techniques.
Yeah. Just find they told us one of the strategies to do if you have performance anxiety is find something you enjoy doing and think about it.
Okay.
Imagine it in your head so you could overcome that.
Well, let me say this. You do know that makes a difference. But we have Bahamians who do psychology and all of that, and we have had people who are able to do that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do well. Okay, there is somebody who is in the Bahamas and his daughter, that's what his daughter does.
Yes, sir.
So what we need to do is on the way up to Carifta, you have to have enough of that. Not overkill now. And have a variety of people talking to you.
That's all.
And that's what I am talking about. I have an athlete who was so good. I had the opportunity of beating him in the triple jump.
That's all.
But he had a heel problem. And this would have been in June, maybe. And guess what? He broke the national record in San Juan. He was 16 or 17 years of age.
So
he broke former Prime Minister Perry Christie's jump. And look here, he wound up going to Southern Cal and
so
did extremely well. But he went to the Southern Cal, the Trojans. So he had an opportunity to come third in the NC2As.
So,
and that person is Timothy Barrett. And he stopped, he came back to the Bahamas, not the Bahamas, to UWI, because he wanted to be a doctor.
So,
and while he was there, he had the opportunity of beating third. This is the first time he participated in the CAC championships.
So,
and he finished third. So what I'm saying is that he knows about all of that. He has dealt with basketball players, not shooting the ball, but jumping and that kind of thing.
Volleyball,
yeah, he's very good with that. So what I am saying is that it is important. So you should have the opportunity to do that kind of stuff. So that's what I am talking about. So let me ask, when you win in Carifta, where do you go? Talk about next year's Carifta. Nobody knows? I'm not talking about heaven now. We all want to go to heaven. But you're not going to go to heaven until you do what you need to do.
Get back to work.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's talk about the other events. I'm talking about the under, in Colombia, the world under 20. How many do you know who are ready to go? Already, punch their ticket.
I think it's like 11 or 12.
11? That is good.
12 athletes.
That is good. And you know there's somebody who is coming to that, and he will not be, he'll be on the 1st of January, he will be the other age, and he is a sprinter. As a matter of fact, he was second place to Stevie Gardner in the Nationals. You all know who I'm talking about?
Wendell Miller?
Wendell Miller, yes, Wendell Miller. So Wendell would be there, and Wendell should do unbelievable things. And this is after the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. So what I am saying is that we all have challenges, okay? We all have challenges, and you have to do what you need to do. Listen to your coaches. One of the worst things in the world is that we talk about some people. Frank Rutherford was telling us about Carl Lewis and say the children who are at their school ain't checking for Carl because they were born a million years after Carl was performing. So you have to, you should listen to your coach. The coach gets you there. And you know we have quite a number of our coaches in the United States, and they're really doing some things. That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask, anything else that you would wish to just talk about? Because I am now going to go to void days and debts and all of that. Please? Anything else you want to say? I can't hear. Yeah.
Well, this is my last year under 20. This year was my last grifter. And in August, it's my last under 20 team, World Juniors. So for me, trying to make it my best, finish off strong, go off with a bang, hopefully to break the junior national record in the 110 meter hurdles, which is like 13.66. Mm-hmm. My PR is 13.8. So I know I have the capabilities and the strength to do it, so let's go there with all my faith, stand my principles, and do what I have to do.
Well, do you know anybody in the Bahamas? And he went to that school at East also, so don't crucify us. He has the junior record in the 110 hurdles.
Shamar Sons.
Oh, you know him, so it is important to know who did what. Shamar Sons. So you're going to break his record.
Yes, sir.
Because nobody else is nearby. Nobody else is nearby. So we're going to just allow me to sit in and talk about birthdays and deaths and all that kind of things and some things that are significant. So the birthdays. On the 17th was Garnet Brown. On the also with Shamika Roll, Ingrid Darling, Orson King, Dave Mortimer, Tyrena Wiley. Now, I'm calling these names because a lot of them are clients of mine. And if they're clients of mine, you always talk about them, especially at birthday times. And then we have Montgomery Ferguson. His mother set a record in the long jump when they had a CAC event. I can't remember where it was, but it was some years ago. Then we have Janet Rohl. We're talking about Crossley Walking, you know, he was at St. Matthew's Church. Pierre Ferguson, a good cousin of mine out of Exoma. Nicole King. And then we talk about, boy days again, Irene Stubbs. Kim DeGregory. Kim DeGregory is out of Grand Bahamas, and he was a great long jumper. Kim DeGregory from SAC. Well, most of the people at this point won't remember him. And then Dion Hanna. You know, anybody knows Dion Hanna? Well, Glennis Hannah Martin, you know her? Well, that's her brother. That's her older brother. And all of them are attorneys. He was in Britain for a long time, and now he is home with his family. Then we're talking about Jason Edwards. You all know Jason Edwards.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, his birthday was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Jason Edwards. And I know everybody in the family. His brother used to run. Now he's big time. And then his father went to Fisk. And he knew about running. And then Clement Romer is 72, and he, hopefully, he'll be able to listen to the shows coming on. And then Ivan Carroll at St. George's Church. I don't know what church you all go to, but I go to St. George's Church, and he is 75. And that's what I'm talking concerning that. And just a couple of other things. Anybody can tell me the time you have?
7:26.
7:26, okay, okay. So just a couple of things that I have put here is that you all know anything about the Birmingham about the Prefontaine Classics.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So who should be competing and where is it?
Shawnee Miller is competing.
In which event? Which event?
The 200 meters in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay. Any other Bahamians participating?
I'm not sure. And if so, Stephen Gardner in the 400.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think that.
Oh, and Anthony is running the 100 meters.
Well, of course, of course, of course. I'd just like to mention something about Stevie Gardner. I had the opportunity when Stevie ran in the Nationals, and I said that he would be the best 200 and 400 competitor. Now, at that point, he had set a new record in the 200 meters. And right after that, I could tell that he would be one of the best. And you all see it now, one of the best in the world. Now, I had an opportunity to talk to somebody on Sunday, I think. And I asked him whether he was in Birmingham. He said, no. And guess who that young man is? Lewis Johnson. Anybody know about Lewis Johnson?
No.
Well, if you don't know, Philippa Arnett knows, because he is the person at the Olympics. He talks to every athlete. And in at this meet coming up, that's what he would do. That is what he would do. I happen to have an opportunity to meet him many years ago in Stuttgart. And he has been my friend from then. And then, fast forward, there was a fella in Indianapolis. His name is James Perkins. And he was a big man in USA Track and Field in Indianapolis. And he had the opportunity of arranging the trials of the Olympics in New Orleans. And finally, there is a young man who they had it was in Britain, I think, and there was a young man who I have listed here, he played the music, I'm trying to remember his name now. I have all of that, and he was born in 1943, I think it was, and you know, Chariots of Fire. Mm-hmm. Oh, it comes out because when we were in Greece. This fellow's from Greece now. look here. They would say, Pendlin coming. Oh, no, that's what Pendlin used. And when you hear that music, they say, Pendlin is coming. And y'all are young, but y'all ever listen to Chariots of Fire? This is about people running against one another. That's what it's about. So, thank you ever so much. Our time is gone, but I'm sure that you had the opportunity of listening to this. And hopefully, we're going to be able to watch this later on the on Facebook. Okay. Thank you ever so much. But remember, we need to take some photos. Thank you.